Okay, this is Parak Yud Zayin. So the first part of the Parak deals with competing claims, so to speak, for finding a lost item. Halacha says, so when we say that finders keepers, right, whoever finds it keeps the object, and so he only the person who finds it only is entitled to keep it if he picks it up in his hand or it's in his domain. But let's say he saw the object fall, even fell on him. But then someone grabs it from him. The person who grabbed it is the one who ends up owning the object. Let's say he's riding an animal. And he sees the lost object. He says to his friends, "Zochaliba." He says, "Get it for me on my behalf." So once the guy picks it up, the rider of the animal's kona it purchase it's his. Even though he didn't technically touch it, however, if he says to him, "Give it to me," all right, and then the guy says, his friend says, "Vamra," but the guy says, "No, I'm taking it." Zachaba notel. Then the guy who picked it up himself is the one who keeps it. Misha, and if it's he gave it to, let's say the guy who's on the ground gives it to the rider, Amar Amar, and he says, "No, I took it first." Lo Amar Klum. It doesn't matter. It's too late. Halacha Gimel. Hamagbia Metzila. So if a person lifts up something lost on behalf of somebody else, the other person's purchasing it or owns it. If two people lift up the lost item together, they both acquire it. Now let's say a deaf mute, someone who's mentally incompetent or a minor, they pick up the object. So let's say what he called. Let's say they're doing. Let's say one of these three individuals picks it up on behalf of somebody else who's not one, has one of these characteristics slash conditions. It's not considered a good acquirer. Let's say a deaf mute and someone who is mentally competent both pick up the object together at once. So whatever applies by the mentally competent one will apply by the deaf mute as well. However, if they're both deaf mute, then they both they're what do you call it? What do you call it? They'll be what do you call it? They're acquire it. So why is it that if both of them are deaf mutes, it's considered to be a good acquiring? Because we don't want to end up having fights. So to prevent fighting among them, that's why they instituted this special exception to the normal rule. Halacha. Let's say two people see a camel or a donkey wandering along without an owner, the kadmushtan binigu o, and let's say they both run ahead and they both either lead it, o shahaya echa, excuse me, they both try and push it, o shahaya echa manig echa moshe, or one of them pulls it and one of them leads it, kadmushtan, they both buy it, they both acquire it. Then buy more and become more, this applies to a donkey. Abba by a camel, imaya echa manig echa moshe, if one is leading and one is pushing, a moshe kana, abba by pushing, so to speak, or after him is the person who acquires it, but not the person leading along. So let's say a person, what do you call it? Sees an animal, it's ownerless. He goes ahead and grabs the reins of it. That doesn't count as acquiring until either he's pushing it or leading it. So too when it comes to property of a convert who passed away, about without kids, about kana hamosera levada. However, he does actually acquire the reins that he actually gets to keep. Let's say one of them is riding the animal's ownerless, and one of them is holding onto the reins. So the rider acquires the animal, and then the what do you call the rider only acquires the reins in that part, which is sitting on top on the back of the animal. And the one holding the reins acquires that which he's holding. But the remainder of the reins, right? So it's only up to what he's holding. Anything left of the reins, he doesn't technically acquire. Switching gears a bit, the courtyard of a person is able to acquire items for him without his knowledge of it. And therefore, if a lost item falls into the courtyard, goes to the owner of the courtyard. It only applies when the courtyard is under guard. But let's say in a field or a garden. If he's standing at the side of the field, that he says, I want my field to acquire the item for me, Zachaba works. He's not staying there. Let's say he's not staying there, or he's staying there, but didn't say this phrase. Kol comes up, whoever comes first gets to keep it. So to the four amos around the person where he's standing on the side, that's like his personal space and acquires on his behalf. And therefore, if the lost item gets into his personal space of four amos, he ends up acquiring it. Halacha test. The Chachamim decided to make this so that people who find lost items do not get into fights. This applies like in an alley between Rosh Hashanah, but we see Rosh Hashanah with the side of a public domain, where the, what do you call it, not that many people are crowded there, over Sadashin, or in a field that has no owners. But if a person is standing in the public domain or in his friend's field, so he doesn't have really a personal space to acquire for himself. And therefore, he does not acquire the item until it gets into his hands. Halacha yud. Now, ketana sheishta chatzar. Interesting case. Let's say you have a female minor and she has a courtyard, all right, and she also has the four area amos of personal space. But a male minor does not have this. Why? Because you learn this out for the halacha that a female minor is able to acquire property. Because she's able to divorce by the get getting into her hands. So too, she's able to get divorced by the get getting into her chatzar. But just like she has a courtyard when it comes to what's it called, a get. So too, it applies to a lost object. And the four amos of a person is like his chatzar when it comes to finding something. About ishlamanu shechatzar kolon mishlucha. When it comes for a man, his courtyard is able to acquire based on a messenger. So just like the way his messenger is able to acquire things on his behalf, the courtyard functions the same way. About male minor, but since he can't make a shaliach, since he can't make a shaliach, therefore there's no idea of a chatzar representing his behalf. Because again, the chatzar would have to be reflective of shlichus, and he can't appoint a shaliach. It only works until it actually gets into his hands. Let's say I see people running after the lost item. Let's say, for instance, they're a deer that's wounded or birds that can't fly. If he's standing on the side of the field that's within it, and if he went ahead and what do you call it, ran. If he ran, he could catch them. He said, and if he says, my field should acquire for me, then it works. That in other words, the field works. Let's say he cannot catch animals. Like, for instance, the birds can normally fly, etc. And he didn't say anything. Where it's the first come, first serve, or first keep. But let's say they were given to him as a present. Hold achar hakone osan lo. Right, since another person is transferring the ownership to him, and now they're, so to speak, moving around in his field, then his field acquires them. But however, if the deer is not wounded and it's running normally, or if the birds are flying normally, his field does not acquire them. So, in order to promote peace in the world, the issur of robbing applies to objects that are taken by a deaf mute, so mentally incompetent, in the minor. That's why someone came along and stole the item from the cheresh, let's say, and he also b'dayanim. So then they can't take the object away from him through legal means. And if he goes ahead and denies it and takes a shvuah, he's not required to pay the additional one-fifth fine. So a person is able to acquire lost item if it's found by his son or daughter who are relying on him financially, even if they're past the majority age, adulthood. Matthias Bito Hanara, so too his daughter was considered the age of an Ara, Apish, and they just rely on him for what do you call financial means. Even if she had been sold off as a maidservant. Matthias Avdosh Bishop Pasuknan. So too he acquires lost items that belong that are from his that are found by his non-Jewish servants. So too, a law sent and fined by his wife that also belongs to him. But if his son finds something and is not reliant on his dad, even if he's a minor, so too an object found by his Hebrew, his Jewish servants, so too something found by his wife who's divorced. Excuse me, if she's what do you call it? She's divorced, but it's a suffix whether she is or not. Only in these cases, the items don't belong to him. Okay, that ends Parak Yud Zayin. We'll continue with Parak Yud Ches next time.